Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week, and what an opening week, Nolan and Dirtbags. Hey, we got a lot to talk about on tonight's show. I don't know. We're going to try our very best to get through as many things as we can, but what a fantastic first week. Nolan's Cardinals at 4-2, so I know he's excited in the early goings. He'll talk about that, but of course, we got the Dodgers 7-0. But on the other end of the spectrum, we got the Atlanta Braves at 0-6. Those are just some of those examples. And then we've got great extensions that have happened over the last week that we're going to talk about. Obviously, going back to opening day, Austin Wells, first catcher in Major League history to have a leadoff home run for opening day. And just so much more to talk about. It's just what a great week, exciting week. Hopefully, if you're listening, your team is off to a good start, and they're getting moving in the right direction. And, you know, the Chicago White Sox, for example, the Angels, for example, some exciting stuff going on. Mike Trout is still on the field at this point in time, so that's good to hear, even with the home run earlier today against Nolan's Cardinals. But before we do get there, Dirtbags, we do want to thank you so much for being a part of the nation, listening to us every week, sending in your curtain call questions, your training questions. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We're happy to talk to you about baseball all day, every day, and certainly try our very best to get a question that you may have on the show and talk about it for you. So, and of course, our servicemen and women all over the world doing what you do day in, day out. So we can all be a part of baseball from the major league level to the amateur level, as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan of this amazing game. And again, that's what being a dirtbag is, right? It's we all got to roll our sleeves up. We got to get up, get after it, and get dirty every day, day in, day out, on the field, off the field. Because that's what we should aspire to be. That's what it's all about, is being the best human being the best baseball player, being the best teammate, the best parent, the best coach that we possibly can. So hopefully your teams are off to a great start. If not, hey, it's only week one. If they are off to those good starts, we're excited. I know Nolan's excited about his 4-2 Cardinals, so he'll talk about that tonight. But before we get there, we'll be right back after the break, and we will be getting after it all night.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go, our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah! With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Welcome to Staples.
I hear Staples prints it all for any business.
You bet, and we'll beat any print quote.
So if I had a pizza place...
Staples can print signs, menus, pizza boxes.
A landscaping business?
Oh, we can print yard signs, t-shirts, brochures.
How about a pizza slash landscaping business? I'll call it Dough and Mow.
I like it.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks, you know? Like us?
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines. No early wake-up calls or tree stands required.
Just a trip to your authorized dealer before June 2nd.
If you ask us, it's the only deer season worth celebrating.
Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to find an authorized dealer and for complete finance details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Like I said at the top of the show, Nolan, lots to talk about, so where do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about the wild day that was for extensions. Holy, three big names, or at least one massive name, one big name, and one uber-talented prospect. Ketel Marte, let's hop off with that one first. Just about half an hour ago, Ketel Marte signs a six-year, technically add-on extension. He was already signed through 2028. Now the new deal will take him through 2031. 6 year, $116.5 million extension. Basically the agreement gives him an additional $64 million. The 31-year-old, obviously, probably this contract will take him through until the end of his career. He's put up fantastic numbers since going out to Arizona. One of the best second basemen in the game, if not the best second baseman in the game. Obviously, that dude's a catalyst, one of the leaders in Arizona. And, I mean, they got a good team. Obviously, you want to build around the success that they've had. Ketel Marte, well-deserved on the contract extension.
Absolutely. Any no-trade in that one, Nolan? I haven't seen that one. So
yeah, a limited five-team. Five-team no-trade. Escalators could take it up to about 150. It says $149.5 million.
Yeah, fantastic, and justly deserved for sure. Put him in a Diamondbacks uni and let him carry on for the rest of his career. And just that club's moving in the right direction. I like what they're doing. I like the moves they're doing, and good for them to get that done.
Then the second deal of the day, Christian Campbell, obviously the one of the uber talented prospects for the Boston Red Sox. Made the opening day roster. Didn't take long for him to sign his first contract extension. 8-year extension worth $60 million guaranteed. Also includes two option years, so 2033. The option for that is $19 million. 2034 club option for $21 million. So it could bring the total value to $96 million over 10 years.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Lock up those young guys. You see what happens when you don't lock them up early, and it can bite you in the backside as a club. Look at the Jays, where they're sitting. So that's one nice move by the Red Sox. What about that other one?
Yeah, and then the third one, I think, is probably the, I don't know, to me, I'd say it's the most surprising just because of kind of the quiet offseason, and everybody was talking about trading away. Obviously, the 6-0 San Diego Padres, probably soon to be 7-0 after they beat Cleveland today. Jackson Merrill, 9-year, $135 million deal to the 21-year-old center fielder. Obviously, that'll take him through his age 30 season. He'll be, there's a club option to make it a 10-year, $165 million deal. Total guarantees can reach up to $204 million in escalators, basically with him being like an MVP finalist and all these other awards, basically. Obviously, the guy last year showed out. Top three rookie of the year. Should have been rookie of the year, in my opinion. Dude's been a legitimate center fielder ever since he got up to the big leagues. Mike Schilth, obviously, last year, let him run with it. Let him have his ups and downs and everything like that. And, I mean, there wasn't too many downs. A lot of ups last year. Then this year, obviously, signs the extension. Then later today, right after the extension or a couple hours after the extension, obviously, hits a home run. So, hey, the kid must be feeling pretty good about that extension.
Yeah, absolutely, right? You spoke about the turbulence in the offseason, the uncertainty of ownership and that mess and stuff like that. So to go ahead and make that young kid and get him signed in the first week of the 2025 season, that type of an extension, fantastic move for the Padres. There's no question about it. So and don't forget, 2 days ago, Garrett Crochet going ahead with the Red Sox as well, getting him. I mean, I who didn't love the trade, whether you're a Red Sox fan or not, in the offseason for Crochet, and then to go ahead and not fool around or pull any punches and just go ahead and give him what I think he was around, 162, wasn't it?
For his extension. 6-year, $170 million for his extension. So it includes an opt-out after the 2030 season, but yeah, either way, no, they got their guy locked up. Crochet's got to be happy about it because now he can pitch in the postseason.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So, yeah, two real nice moves by the Red Sox for sure. I mean, not a great first week for them and stuff like that. A little bit of, a typical first week for a lot of teams, but moving in the right direction. You got to be excited as a Red Sox fan. There's no question with the future of that club. I'm excited, and I'm not really a Red Sox fan, but I like the team. I like the players on that team. That's kind of like a dirtbag team to me. A lot of positions.
Then just some more news from the past week. Jerks and Profar. All the wrong reasons.
Oh my God.
All the wrong reasons Atlanta Braves fans wanted to hear. 80-game suspension for PEDs. Obviously, the team's off to a dreadful start. 0-6, no way of sugarcoating it. Then top that off with a 80-game suspension for your one of the only guys I think they signed this offseason to a major league deal, if I'm not mistaken. Like, I know they didn't do a heck of a lot in the offseason in terms of adding pieces, but yeah, I mean, when that's one of your only guys that you go out and get, and he's suspended for half the year, does not look good. And, I mean, top it off, that taints his San Diego Padres season from last year. Does not help out with that. When you look at it, where he's finally breaking out, everybody loves to see that breakout late in his career, former first overall, or top prospect, I should say. And yeah, I mean, then this happens, you're like, oh gosh, just terrible news.
Yeah, I didn't even bother looking it up. Anytime I see those things, it's not worth my time. For me personally or whatever and stuff like that, I don't know what you think, dirtbags, but I'd love to get your comments on when those types of incidents happen, especially in this day and age when testing's going on all the time. And I'm sure if you're Braves fans out there listening, that you know, that's it. Hey, it's devastating in the sense that it's, why would you do it? But like, what are you thinking? What do you think you're going to get away with? And I you know what? It's just those are not good in any way, shape, or form for whatever team they end up happening on. It's just it's not what you want as a player. It's not what you want as a club. It's not what you want as a league. But it is good to see that they're doing it, the testing and holding people accountable. Still, major league level to the minor leagues, it doesn't matter. So hey, tough pill to swallow, but see you later.
Some more news, obviously, from this past week. One of my guys, Lance Lynn, just announced his retirement. I'd give you a standing ovation, Lance Lynn. I love you. I know we were talking about you last week saying, hey, man, any team could use you. Bulldog mentality. Loved watching that dude pitch. He was a gamer through and through. Gave some great interviews. Loved me some Lance Lynn, man. That guy, tip my cap. Enjoy your retirement.
Yeah, that's the best way of saying it, Nolan. Just a workhorse of a pitcher. Just a nice above average, for me, above average major league career. And quality guy on the field, off the field. And just, hey, hats off. Enjoy your retirement, Mr. Lynn.
Yeah. And then just some final bit of news just from the past week. Carson Kelly, first player this year to hit the cycle. Did not have that on the bingo card. Quite a year of surprises so far. Carson Kelly, down in Sacramento, first cycle.
Yeah, you probably talked to me about him being the catcher of the future, 6 years ago now with the Cardinals and stuff like that. So, you know, it's been a long time coming, a little, you know, a couple of seasons with the Diamondbacks and now over with the Cubbies. Hey, good for them. Like you said, we didn't know what would happen in Sacramento. And obviously, like you said, if you're a betting man, you probably don't have a cycle being on there this early in the season out in Sacramento. But yeah, I mean, again, another catcher. Good for him. You know, he gets the triple in there. Beautiful, man. It's not easy getting a cycle. I don't care whether you're playing on a minor league field, on a major league field. It doesn't matter, man. That's some good stuff right there. And you know, I know we'll probably talk about it later too, but a teammate of his, Kyle Tucker, and that, what, he batted like zero, I think, in spring training, and then he comes out and he's got four bombs already and loving life in Chicago. He made a great comment last week to all the fans and just saying how amazed he is with their support and just the love of the Cubbies. So we're going to be right back here in a second. Carry on with things.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are we going now?
Let's talk about the New York Yankees. Everybody's got them on the tip of their tongue right now. The Torpedo Bats. Apparently, the Yankees are the only team in baseball using them, according to some idiotic fans out there. I don't know. I'm seeing tons of players using them across baseball. People wanted to begrudge, I guess, the New York Yankees for, I guess, having the most players using them. And the start of the season that they had, obviously the Milwaukee Brewers got their butts whooped. No two ways about it. For those that don't know what the Torpedo Bat is, to be fair, I don't really know what the Torpedo Bat is either myself. But just from watching and kind of hearing them talking about it the other day, basically it's a bat that looks like a bowling pin, where the barrel is a bit lower on the bat than what a barrel normally is. And it's kind of smaller, I guess, at the where the cup of the bat normally would be. Pretty much players, I guess, basically said, listen, I don't want to be hitting the ball off the end of the bat anyways, because that will result in either a broken bat or an out. I want the barrel of the bat a little bit lower on my bat, and that way I can barrel up balls a bit better. Obviously, it's been working out. I mean, you're seeing tons of guys across baseball that have been using it this year. It's not just the New York Yankees. It is tons of players across baseball. Tons of players, like offensive players, are having success using them. I mean, there's some that aren't. Whatever is what it is. Basically, it was a bat that was designed by a New York Yankees. I can't remember exactly what he was, like a data analyst or a training staff member, something to that effect, where pretty much he just took Anthony Volpe's bat, put the barrel a bit lower on the bat, and that was that. I mean, it's well within legal parameters of what a baseball bat is. The barrel is not over 26. I think it's 26.1 inches in diameter, if I'm not mistaken. 26.1 or 26.2. I know it's one of those two numbers. And it can't be longer than 42 inches in length. Now, that being said, I don't know who's swinging a 42-inch bat, but that's what the parameters of a major league bat are. Falls well within reason. And, I mean, these guys, obviously, that are using it and having success, I tip my cap. Good for you for trying it out. I don't know. It kind of looks funny to me. But, hey, it seems to be working, so.
Yeah, absolutely, right? We talk, I guess, negatively, if you will, or whatever, and that, not necessarily negatively or whatever and that, but, you know, we get tired of the over analytics on and stuff like that on just the overall baseball platform. But in this case, why not? If you've got that information in front of you, good for the bat maker, good for the bat makers that are all going to make them now and stuff like that. I mean, if it's legal and they keep it within the regulations, why not? Because we talk about with hitters all the time, Nolan, and, you know, hey, focus on trying to hit the sweet spot all the time and see how hard that is with the amount of drills out there and different variations and stuff like that. Nobody just talks about the simplicity of just do that drill. See how many times you can hit the ball on the sweet spot, because that's ultimately where you're trying to hit it. And now if you've got a bat that gives you a little larger sweet spot, but is legal, why would it not be allowed? Why would you not be using it, or at least experiment with it? See if you're comfortable. I mean, they've changed the knobs drastically over the last, what, 2.5 decades. They've made all the changes. And so this just happens to be the barrel. They're lengthening the sweet spot of the barrel. But good for them. If they got the analytics and they've got the information there, go ahead and try it. Like you said, right now, hitters are loving it. I love the Nestor Cortez comment after the first three home pitches and home runs. Hey, the hitter's still got to hit the pitch. Pitcher's still got to make the pitch. He took it like a man. I love Nestor Cortez. He owns everything. So whether you like him or not, dirtbags or whatever, and that, I got nothing but respect for the guy. And that was a tough day. You come back to Yankee Stadium after the off season, moving to the Brewers, and your first three pitches, boom, boom, boom. Holy cow, that's a tough welcoming back to Yankee Stadium. But he took it like a man, and he owned it, and so absolutely.
Even Pat Murphy, what he was saying too after the series, he's like, listen, it's not the bat, it's the batters. Those dudes can hit. They came to hit, and they hit. And, I mean, yeah, no, that's it. Like, they're major league players. end of the day. And just to kind of correct you a little bit, Kirk, it's not lengthening the barrel. I think it's just repositioning the barrel. I think the barrel's still the same size. They just took it from the closer to the knob or down to the knob, just a little bit closer to the handle, is kind of my understanding. But either way, so we were talking about the Yankees. We'll stick with the Yankees a little bit here. Obviously, some history was made opening day. Austin Wells, first catcher in Major League history to bat leadoff and hit a home run batting leadoff on opening day.
That's a nice way to start. I've read reports where he was thought it was a joke early in spring training when Booney brought it to his attention that, hey, you know what? I'm looking at this. Let's try it. And he was like, yeah, sure. We'll give it a go and try. And then he was finding success with it. And then he just realized, hey, keep it simple. Get on base for the big guy, Mr. Judge. Let him knock me in. And you know hitting, Nolan, when you're relaxed and not tight and you're in a good frame of mind, that's where you want to be. But that's the challenge, right? To be there as often as you can. You got to feel pretty good if you're hitting in front of Judge, and he's already started off this season like every other season. And so if I'm Austin Wells, I'm in a pretty good state of mind. I'm loving life hitting up there. Why not run it as long as I can? Hopefully it's the whole season.
Well, that's it. No, I mean, like, and the best part is the very next day, the Yankees followed up, make more history, like you obviously touched on. First team in MLB history to hit the first three pitches of a game for home runs. But the best part is they had Paul Goldschmidt batting leadoff. That's a guy not in a million years I'd ever guess would be batting leadoff, especially after last year, especially at the fact that he's 37. Didn't matter. Batted leadoff again the next day, I think. And yeah, I mean, he had a heck of a Milwaukee series. Obviously, that guy just tears up Milwaukee. I'm sure anytime Milwaukee Brewers see him, it's like me when I watch Kyle Hendricks pitch against the Cardinals. I just know it's going to be a disaster of a day. And Goldie batting leadoff, obviously Cody Bellinger hit in second and Aaron Judge hit in third and all three of them, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, damn, it's a good start, man. The Yankees came out. What did they put up, 36 in the first three games? 20 spot, a 12 spot, and a 4-0 or 4-1 win on opening day. I can't remember what it was, but I'm just like, oh boy. These boys came to hit to start out the year.
Yeah, get after it. Get after it. Funny you made the Hendricks comment on the Cardinals. You know, he ends up getting the game against the Cardinals for the Angels yesterday and stuff like that. And I was watching it and I was just laughing to myself thinking, man, if Nolan's watching this at home, he's going crazy right now. Because again, he pitched a great game against them.
Diced us.
Yeah.
Diced us up. And it pisses me off every time I see Kyle Hendricks. God, I know it's going to be just a long day. And it just drives me up the wall. I'm like, man, if I was every team in the major leagues, I would figure out a way how to trade for that guy just to face the Cardinals. Because it's a guaranteed win, it seems like. Golly, yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how you can have such success against certain teams. And obviously, back to his Cub days. I mean, that's what Nolan's talking about with the majority dirtbags. But yeah, his first game with the Angels, and he gets to go against the Cardinals and stuff. And yeah, just takes it to them again. And it really is. Again, the funny things of baseball that just, I don't know, there really isn't an explanation other than the fact that obviously if you're Kyle Hendricks, you got a lot of confidence going into those games. You deservedly so have confidence. And there's a lot of new players on that Cardinals team and stuff like that that haven't faced Kyle Hendricks. There's a lot that have as well, but you know, like just it's just what a psyche, what a mental game, and there's proof of it right there. Just one small example of how tough this game can be at times, and just how relentlessly humbling it can be if you're on the losing side, and yet how off the charts exhilarating it can be if you're on the winning side. So I heard you say that. So I just wanted to jump in there with that for sure. But, you know, let's start to talk about, we got a couple of minutes left in this segment, you know, Toronto Blue Jays sitting 5-2 after today's win against Washington 4-2. Pretty good little start. I mean, yeah, they lost Scherzer. He's going to be out probably a month or whatever in that, but some of their young guys filling in, not doing great jobs, but doing very nice, solid work.
I'm not even going to say 5-2. I'm going to say 5-1. All right. And the reason why I say that, opening day, they got their butts whooped by Baltimore, 12-2. Berrios looked horrible. The offense was non-existent. The Orioles showed up ready to play. I'm thinking, man, it's going to be a long season for Jays fans. The next six games, they've looked fantastic. Just a totally different team. And Gausman, I got to tip my cap. Gausman, I mean, last year, I think his fastball velocity was at like, I don't know. I can't remember what they said, about 93, 94 for his average. Comes out on the second game of the year, and he's touching 90, I think it's 98. If I'm not mistaken, I know he hit 97 a couple of times. I could have sworn I saw him hit 98 on one of them. And I'm like, oh, okay. Gausman might be back. And if he's back, that's huge. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, the Jays, for the most part, have the same team that they did when they went to the playoffs in 22 and 23. Right? It's not like there's a lot of new guys on that team, especially Bo Bichette, the way that he's been hitting so far to start out the year. That guy's trying to prove his worth. He's trying to earn that big contract. I still think he's the second baseman, but he's trying to earn that shortstop contract. And, I mean, yeah, outside of Scherzer going on the IL with the right thumb inflammation, no, it's just looked like a good team so far to start out the year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even when the big boys were struggling, the offseason acquisition of Jimenez, too, I think three bombs already. So, but we'll be back after the break, Dirtbags, to answer your curtain call.
Lowe's knows how to freshen up your yard, and it all starts with mulch. That's why we're introducing Mulch Week during Spring Fest with Can't Miss Savings. Right now, get 5 bags of Stay Green Premium Color 2 cubic foot mulch for only $10. Plus, members earn 5 times the points on select mulch purchases all week long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 4/9. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Spending is out. Loud budgeting is in. Finding more affordable ways to do the things you love is one of the growing trends on social media, and Metro by T-Mobile can help. Whether you're planning to invest your tax return, save it, spend it, or a combination of the three, you can improve your financial situation in 2025 with tips from finance expert Carlos Garcia.
Create a budget for 2025 using the 50-30-20 rule. 50% of your money goes to needs, 30% to wants, and 20% to savings and investments. Automate your monthly bills and your monthly savings. Split your bills for maximum savings with a family phone plan. Metro is offering new customers 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 phones and 4 lines for $100 with no ID required. That brings your phone bill down to $25 per person each month.
With Metro, customers enjoy perks like $5 movie tickets, 15% off Hilton stays worldwide, a free subscription to MLB TV, and Scam Shield protection, all powered by the nation's largest 5G network. Please visit metrobytmobile.com. Sponsored by Metro by T-Mobile.
Have you heard? Kohl's has 2 exclusive new home brands, Mirjana and Mingle & Co. From luxe favorites that are all about turning your space into a sanctuary to fun mix and match dining essentials, there's so much to discover. And trust me, you're gonna love everything. Plus, you can get an extra 20% off throughout the store during our friends and family sale. So hurry to Kohl's today and bring it all home for less. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends April 6th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, Nolan, one right out of the gate is just a lot of wanting us to overview after the first week and any surprises or just typical first week stuff and thoughts and opinions, obviously. So let's go ahead from NL East to the West, and then we'll go AL East to the West. So NL East, obviously, Phillies at 3-1, Miami 4-2, Mets 2-3. Nats 1-5, Braves 0-6.
Yeah, the Marlins are making me look foolish.
Wow.
Saying that they might have the worst record in MLB history. Well, the first three games, they made some history against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Three straight walk-off wins to start out the year, which resulted in David Bednar being sent down. I did not have that happening at all. Especially after the last, probably 4 or 5 years of Bednar. He's been a pretty good closer for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now all of a sudden he's down in the minors because he can't beat the Miami Marlins. The Marlins, good for them. Obviously the Atlanta Braves, 0-6. That's a shocker all on its own. But the Miami Marlins coming out of the gate 4-2 with three walk-off wins. Tip my cap. Good for you. Prove me wrong.
Beautiful. Let's go to the Central. Cardinals 4-2, Cubbies 4-4. Game almost done, so they should be 5-4 after the win today against the A's. Reds 2-4, Brewers 2-4, Pirates 2-5.
I don't know what's more surprising, Milwaukee or Cincinnati being 2-4. Terry Francona obviously coming out of retirement. He joins the Reds because he thinks that they can win with the Reds. I still think that they're a good team. Not a good start though. They have not looked particularly good. Texas shut them out again today behind Jack Leiter, he looked, well, I shouldn't say atrocious in game one, but he didn't look great in game one. Game two, obviously, pitched a heck of a lot better than he did game one. Milwaukee Brewers, yeah, I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're facing the Yankees to start out the season, so I don't expect them to sweep the Yankees by any stretch of the imagination, but I didn't expect them to look as bad as they did. Now, obviously, today they win on the Bryce Turang walk-off suicide squeeze. I like that, man. That's old school. You get a guy to third, one out, not a guy with ton of pop. Good bunter, good speed, put it in play, good things happen.
Yeah, and you walk off a win like that, that might be just a turning point, right? Again, I know it's week one or whatever and that, but still, those are momentum changers possibly and stuff. So, you know what? Let's see what that happens for the Brewers moving forward. Okay, NL West, obviously the Dodgers, 7-0. First time they've ever been like that in club history. And Padres, 6-0. Giants 4-1, leading the Astros right now. Diamondbacks 3-2. Rockies 1-3.
Yeah, I mean the Padres are about to be 7-0, like we were talking about at the start of the show. I'm not surprised about the Padres. Not surprised about the Dodgers. Padres, obviously, last week I said that they were going to win the World Series this year. Sticking with that. That's gung ho prediction. Same as the Kansas City Royals last year. San Francisco, I think that would probably be the biggest surprise to me out in the NL West. Obviously, Arizona had a good series against the Chicago Cubs to start out with. Great comeback win there on Sunday. I like to see that, man, especially beating the Cubs. That's always good. But San Francisco, 4-1, especially with like some of the pitchers that they got. They obviously made some offseason moves and everything like that. But that's a team that obviously is going to be pushing for a wild card spot this year. I think that's got to be in their mind and in the front of their mind, honestly speaking, because I just can't see them getting over the Dodgers or over the Padres. I don't think they're that good of a team yet. But, I mean, you're looking at the Willy Adames move. So far, he hasn't hit a home run as far as I know. But either way, you're looking at it. They made some good offseason moves, bringing in Verlander, obviously, in the offseason. That's a good start out there for San Francisco.
Yeah, for sure. And winning today against the Astros as well. So, good start for them. Very surprised for me, to be quite honest, in that division there. So now let's slide over to the AL East. Talked about them earlier. Toronto Blue Jays leading right now at 5-2. Yankees 3-1. Tampa Bay 4-2 playing at the new Tropicana Field called Hal Steinbrenner. not Hal, sorry. George Steinbrenner Field. Baltimore Orioles 3-2. Boston Red Sox 1-4.
Yeah, obviously got to be the Boston Red Sox. Toronto, don't get me wrong. That's a surprise all on its own. Like we said, though, in the last segment, they were in the playoffs a couple years ago, and it looks like their guys are returning to that form, especially Bo Bichette early in the year. Looks fantastic. Boston Red Sox at 1-4 is just disappointment. All across the board, flat out disappointment. And I don't know if it's just because that Netflix show is coming out soon that all the Boston Red Sox boys are focusing on that. Even though it was from last season, I really don't know what's going on there in Boston. 1-4, I think that's unacceptable for them.
Yeah, they do have that trouble with the pitching still and stuff like that. Guys haven't quite got into it, and it could be an interesting April before they get some guys back and see what that looks like in May and June. But absolutely right. I mean, you don't want to get behind the eight ball, as they always say, too early. So AL Central, Nolly. Nobody's above 500. White Sox 2-3, Guardians 2-3, Tigers 2-4, Kansas City 2-4, Minnesota Twins 1-4.
Yeah, is it okay to say the whole division? Obviously, last year there was four teams in that division last year were over 500. Right, three teams made the playoffs. Minnesota Twins obviously fell off the map down the stretch. For nobody to be over 500 after the first week of baseball, that's wild.
Tigers have two wins, and neither one of them is by Skubal. Skubal got blown up by the Dodgers in game one, and then he got, I think he's getting beat today, too. That's just not good. And actually, if you want to say a surprise team, even though the White Sox are at 2-3, I will honestly say that they're competing in those games. They're actually competing in those games. So there's a surprise for me. They're not only playing, but they're competing. So good for them. Good for them. How long it stays there, who knows, but at least it's a good first week for them. So Texas, AL West, Texas Rangers, 5-2. Angels 4-2, Mariners 3-4, Astros 2-3, probably 2-4 after today, Athletics 2-4. You spoke about Jack Leiter. He did leave today's game after the fifth inning with blister issues. Tried to get ahead of it. He was saying probably, yeah, I just read that. So that was why he had to leave after the fifth. But bottom line is hopefully it's temporary because it was a great second game. He went against Hunter Green of the Reds. Both of them pitched a great game. What they end up winning 1-0 the Rangers. And so just a good pitcher's game for sure. So, but the bottom line is Rangers 5-2, Angels 4-2, Mariners 3-4, Astros 2-3, Athletics 2-4.
Yeah, I'd love to say Seattle, but that's not surprising to anybody. Obviously, their pitching staff, I think, to start out the year has kind of been ho-hum for the most part. Logan Gilbert's looked fantastic. Brian Wu had a great first start. Kirby, I believe, is still on the shelf, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, that's one that, obviously, once he's back, that'll be a huge boost for them. But, I mean, their biggest thing is they still need offense. But, no, I got to tip my cap to the Angels. Like, the Angels came into St. Louis the past 3 days. They put up a fantastic series against us. Won 2 out of 3 on the road. And especially two of them being extra inning games. And then today, obviously, just kind of turned into a rout. But, I mean, they had a very good chance of winning that one. It was 5-3 after they batted in the seventh inning. And, I mean, Mike Trout, obviously, the first series, he kind of sucked. But then this Cardinals series, he started hitting again, got his first RBI there on Monday night, had his first home run there today. And I mean, no, it's a good looking team right now. Obviously the offseason accusations that they went out and made and got aggressive about, got to have Ron Washington feeling pretty happy about winning more than, 60 games last year. So I mean, no, like they've come out of the gate hot, and yeah, I got to tip my cap.
Yeah, absolutely. I like the Ron Washington that gets the second year, and you're starting to see them play that type of Ron Washington baseball, compete and battle and not give away at bats. Like you said, I mean, that was a great game. What was it? It was 1-1 in the sixth inning, and the Cardinals went up 3-1 on Kikuchi through six. And then Sonny Gray had one run, nine strikeouts, no walks through six. He couldn't get an out in the sixth, and all of a sudden it went sideways. Angels got a grand slam, I think, out of Ohapi, and but then all of a sudden St. Louis just like, okay, we're done fooling around. I mean, you got to be feeling pretty good about your St. Louis Cardinals, Nolly. Like, you really do. I mean, new hitting coach. They look like they're taking to him right now. What were you telling me? Like, they're averaging almost 10 hits per game?
Nope. Brant Brown, you are a genius. I will tip my cap to you. That's the St. Louis Cardinals hitting coach. If there was ever to be a man crush, I think I'd have a man crush on him. Because, my goodness, the Cardinals offense can hit again. And I love to see it. It's fantastic to watch them as an offense. So far, they've had at least 10 hits in each game to start out the season. Their two strike approach is significantly different from last year, which to me, I mean, that's the biggest be all end all of it. They're actually trying to put the ball in play with two strikes. They're not trying to hit the home runs. They're trying to be productive. They get a guy to score in position. They're trying to move him. They're trying to drive him in, right? Nolan Arenado, I mean, he's come out of the gate and he's looked like a 29-year-old Nolan Arenado again, not a 34, 35, however old he is. I mean, the past couple years, obviously everybody knew about the decline on the offensive side. This season so far, he started out fantastic. Wilson Contreras and Mason Winn are the only two guys that haven't hit so far, which is funny to think about because last year they were the only two guys that could hit. It's been a fantastic start to the season for the Cardinals. Ollie Marmol, I still think you're a fool and I hope you get fired, but at the same time, right now you're pushing the right buttons. Keep it up. I really hope we make the playoffs, but I'm incredibly pessimistic about that. But the start of the season has looked fantastic.
So, minute and a half, we're going to stay on the Cardinals because a lot of curtain call questions came in. Right from your opening day, Nolan, they want to know, you just spoke about Mr. Arenado. They want to know what you were feeling during opening day watching the Cardinals, especially Nolan Arenado after the offseason, spring training, etc.
Oh, the curtain call? Oh, buddy, the curtain call was needed. The curtain call was a well-needed thing for Arenado. I loved it. He comes out, obviously, firing up the hands, puts the hands to the ear just to get the crowd going a little bit louder, and then taps the chest and points up to the fans, saying, like, thank you very much, much love. He even talks about it after the game, saying, did not expect that, yada, yada, yada. And then Ivan Herrera today became the first Cardinal in the 144 years of the St. Louis Cardinals, first Cardinals catcher to have a 3-home-run game. Tip my cap to that kid, man. They told Contreras, hey, you're moving over to first base, Goldie. We're not bringing him back. Basically, that's the only way that you're staying on the team is if you're moving over to first base. He said, okay, bring it on. Let the young kids catch. And, I mean, I've been impressed with Ivan Herrera's swing. I hate his throw. His arm is atrocious. But his batting is second to none, and I'm a big fan.
Hey, that's week one, so thank you for sending in the St. Louis questions, dirtbags for Nolan and that. Let's follow up and see where he's at next week. But we're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So I want to talk about the hottest hitter on the planet, Mr. Rafael Devers. He's so hot that he has a 75% strikeout rate to start out the year. 15 Ks in his first 20 at-bats, including his first at-bat tonight. I mean, he didn't strike out, but either way, you have 15 Ks in 20 at-bats to start out the year, and he doesn't even look close. That's the worst part. If you're Alex Cora, consciously, you can't run him out. He's DHing right now. You cannot run him out into the DH spot. There has got to be somebody on the bench that you can put in for Devers for one game. I get that it's one game. I get that it's early in the season, but he doesn't even look like he is remotely close to a baseball right now. He's 5 minutes late on a fastball and 10 minutes early on a off speed. Like, he doesn't even look like he knows what he's doing. I don't know if it's because Gerrit Cole decided to have Tommy John and he found out that he couldn't hit a million home runs off of him this year or what the deal is. But Rafael Devers, I don't know if it's just because they moved him to DH. Something's going on in his head, and some of the boys in the clubhouse there, they need to get a hold of him and say, hey, buddy, listen, breathe, relax. You're a proven major league hitter, and you need to just take some swings, do some underground work, or do whatever the heck you got to do. Heck, just stay away from the ballpark for tomorrow. Literally, just clear your head and come back on Friday and have a day. Because my goodness, he hasn't even looked close to a baseball.
I mean, if I'm Alex Cora, I'm at 1-4, but I got some good things going, momentum going, stuff like that. You got him doing what he's doing. Put him on the field. Let him play third base for a couple of games. DH Bregman or play him DH Story, whatever you got to do or whatever. And that, it's week one. Get him on the field. Let him feel a part of it again completely if that's what it needs, and then just move forward. But they've got to get over this hump. And I think burying him on the bench is only going to backlog him even that much more and put that much more of a disruption with the Red Sox that they just don't need right now at this point in time. So, but great final thought. Exactly right. So Dirtbags, we hope we got through as many things as we could for you this week. Thank you for being a part of the nation. Unfortunately, though, it is that time, and it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.